Good afternoon. Welcome to the first HTML5 Web Camp in Belgium. It's great to see so many of you register very quickly. All of you that are here today were actually probably one of the first 24 hours, took the time in the first 24 hours after the announcement of the events to join us. So welcome. We have a packed agenda with partners presenting, with cases, so that you can take advantage of HTML5 today and tomorrow, in the future. So what is the agenda today? We have four different partners presenting on cases, on implementations they have done. So we are going to start with Netlog, that is going to present on location, using the location API in HTML5, and some CSS3, how they are taking advantage of those new features in the standard to offer their customers, their visitors, new functionalities. After that, we're going to have Bram and Peter from These Days present on a contest site they created for, actually for Microsoft in the Netherlands, named Framerate Fest. And that session is going to illustrate how you're how you can take advantage of object-oriented JavaScript and how you can use less code to do more, basically. So after that, we have a break. So the first session of Netlog is 1 hour long, and then we have sessions of 45 minutes. We do have short breaks just to switch speakers, but the first actual break is at 4 o'clock, or 4 and a bit. After that, we have Jeff Glass, who's going to speak to you about WebSockets. The WebSockets is not yet a full standard, but we already can start experimenting with it. So he's going to show you, I've got it right, so thought I was saying it wrong. Then after that we have Tim from LBI, who's going to speak to you about using CSS3 and jQuery and how to apply that in a Scrum methodology. So that's the end of the actual webcam day. I'm not sure how many of you are staying for the evening. We have a cocktail, so do you have, who's staying for the cocktail? Not many of you? Oh, okay. So in that session, we're going to have a speech by Jean-Benoît Van Bunnen from the Consumer Online team at Microsoft Belgium. I'm going to say something. And then the objective is to network. Network with your peers, network with us, give us feedback, and test test a few very cool devices that we have up there with some cool demos, some cool sites as well. And the important there is actually network. We will also have new people joining us just for the evening events. So, welcome to a more beautiful web. For Microsoft, a more beautiful web is becoming a reality with the release of Internet Explorer 9. I might mention, you might have seen this demo already, the fish tank demo. Let me just remind you that if you fill in the evaluation at the end of the last session, you will get a very nice, cool goodie, which is a fish tank, USB-powered fish tank, to put next to the actual demo. So you'll have fun trying that out. Don't forget to fill in your evaluation so that we can have the feedback and know how we can improve in the future. But now, let's start with some Internet Explorer 9. So we are really happy to have launched Internet Explorer 9 a few weeks back. Internet Explorer 9 was released after a first preview at PDC in 2009, a first platform preview at MIX 2010, like 1 year ago, and then we had 8 platform previews every 6 weeks, more or less, to give the whole community the ability to test the rendering, the engine, the new HTML5 functionalities, the new JavaScript, and so forth, with an actual release. So we were really happy to have this release also after a beta in September and a candidate release earlier this year. Now we're going full force for Internet Explorer 9. With the release of Internet Explorer 9 in Belgium, we're really happy to have quite some big Belgian partners surf on that same wave as well. For us, the first thing is having your website shine on Internet Explorer 9. There's several steps to do that. The first is we had several partners implement what we call site pinning features. Site pinning features allow you to have your site like behave more like an application, but also pins to the taskbar in Internet Explorer, in Windows Vista or Windows 7. So we had partners like the Pers Group, so Setsursit and Highland.de. We had partners like the ProduPress. We had Le Soir. We had the RTL sites. Netlog, of course, was one of the first to implement site pinning features. They were actually implementing this already in September, so in the beta. And they're implementing more than just jump lists, which is the basic features. They're also implementing notifications so that people that get new messages in their netlog, they will actually see a little icon appear in the bar. So you can see something is going on without having to go to the site. Another one is Le Soir, who also implemented site pinning, and they actually make it what we call discoverable for their end users. So if you're using Internet Explorer 9 and you haven't pinned it, you get a little message that you can open up, and that gives you more details because we want to inform end users how they can do site pinning. Now, I want to spend a few minutes on these pinning features because before you start actually implementing HTML5, which is totally something that we're starting to do, but going for a full HTML5 site might take a lot of implementation, a lot of work, depending on what you need to do. But something that already makes your website stand out on Internet Explorer 9 is the pinning feature. So we call it Pin Me. We actually have a t-shirt that allows you to say to people to start pinning you, maybe not you, but your site. It actually allows people and users to have more awareness of your brand. So once they pin your site, you have much more awareness of the brand on the taskbar. So it's a very good solution to have your website much more visible. What can you do? You're going to implement a high-resolution fav icon or a high-res icon so that your website is really in a very nice big icon. You're going to be able to do static jump lists, so jump lists that are always visible. Dynamic jump lists, like Netlog is doing when you have new message, they also appear in the jump list so that you just right-click and see. Also, thumb buttons, as we call them, you can add buttons. For example, if you have a website that runs video, you could have a stop, play, pause on the preview. And you can also do icon overlays, which is something that we call notifications. To give you an idea of how you can do this, let's go to some jQuery and doing this with jQuery. So I'm going to take, first of all, let me start up Internet Explorer and just simply go to Netlog. Just in the case that you haven't done site pinning, what I can do is I can take the actual bar here, or I can take the icon. And I'm going to pin it to my taskbar. So I can close it. It's still visible up there. I just open it. As you can see, I have it for Facebook. I have it for some other sites. And I have some static jump lists. And then I can also, if new messages are appearing, I will see that even though my site is maybe minimized. So how can we do this ourselves? It's pretty easy anyway, but I'm using the jQuery function, which makes it even more easier. So the first thing I need is a high-resolution icon. Now, as an example, a high-resolution icon, if you already have an icon, but you want to transform it in the right format with like the 64x64 version inside it and the other versions, you can use a online tool we built using HTML5 Canvas, of course, which is a new in HTML5 standard. And you can import your icon, or you can start drawing something and then export that icon. So xiconeditor.com, you will see the links in the slides, so you'll get all that information. So I created an icon. After that, what do I need to do? I need to add, let's start with some very basic site pinning features. What do I need to do? I need to add some meta tags to my page to allow for site pinning. So by default, your icon would actually work if you already have a 5 icon with a high resolution icon. But you want to make it a bit more user-friendly. You want to add a URL, a title. You want to add some static jump lists or some dynamic jump lists. So how do you do that? Well, actually, I've got some good news. I have a colleague, an evangelist in the US, who simply created a jQuery plugin. So what's easier than that? Using a jQuery plugin, I can even use maybe less code or same amount of code depending on what I want to do and implement site pinning. So that's good news. I'm going to go to a demo. So it's a MVC, ASP.NET MVC site. I just took a sample site that you can download on the ASP.NET site, which is the music store. And what do I want to do here? To enable site pinning, I'm going to use the jQuery plugin, which is the easiest. So to do that, I actually need to download it. So I would go to the CodePlex site here, download the jQuery. And then I also need to download the jQuery 1.5.1 version and then also implement that. So that's very easy, but I also get some more good news, which is using NuGet. Who has heard about NuGet? Okay, so for those that haven't heard about NuGet, it's a new extension to Visual Studio. It's actually a package manager for .NET. So you can use it in ASP.NET, in Silverlight, in Windows Phone, in Windows Forms, and whatever you want. And it allows you to do the following. When I package my code as a NuGet package, sorry, the references, I can add a library package, and I can see here that I have some packages already installed. For example, the jQuery i95. And this is allowing me to, what will it do? It automatically installed the right plugin, the jQuery plugin for i9. It also automatically installed any dependencies. In this case, it installed the jQuery 1.5.1 dependency if I don't have it installed already. It's a great tool. You can also use some command line, so you can do install package and then go search for the package, and then you can use a tab to go query. It's now querying the service and is going to offer me the possibility to add it. So I just choose that one, install. It's going to install dependencies, and then I have it. I already did that because it takes a few minutes. Now, the last thing I have to do is actually start using that site pinning. So I created a partial view with a Razor syntax. And I'm just going to include it and then use the i95 function, application name, tooltip. I have a few tasks, and for now, that's all. So let's go to that site. I have it open here. Let me simply refresh it. And I have an issue with my database. Let me try to run it like this. I must admit I had the same issue. Something with the database connection not being open or something. Anyway, I didn't check it. This is the sample website. Didn't change anything specific to that except that I added a fav icon. So what I can now do is simply drag it. And it has already implemented the browse raw category and all those settings I added. In what I think in 5 minutes, more or less, I should be finished. So jQuery, NuGet combination is great. So what I could also do is add some features like adding a teaser that allows people to pin it with one more jQuery function there. Or I could do some JSON to actually have notifications like this type of notification you have here. So really quick, really easy to use, and quite powerful. Now, Internet Explorer 9, of course, for Microsoft, it's a very big bet that we are doing on the future of the web, which is with HTML5. And HTML5 is really the HTML5, its standard itself, and all the related technologies and specs that go around it. So for us, it has to be standard-based, it has to be interoperable. So For IE9, we have made it a very fast browser using the full power of your PC, so it means we are using hardware acceleration. We are also rewrote the JavaScript engine to actually take full use of the PC again with multicore. So your JavaScript will render in the background using, if you have a multicore machine, and then render it, give it back to the rendering of the page. So this is very important, fast, interoperable as well. So with interoperable, we're talking about HTML5. And HTML5 is now a very much used term, but it means the whole stack and spec of technologies around HTML5. Now, as a side note, I must say this logo, have you seen this logo maybe on the W3C side? This logo reminds me of like an action hero. I'm not sure about you, but like this guy, this is a small guy. But personally, the first time I saw the logo, I just had this one action hero in my head, which was Flash Gordon. Remember the song with Queen? It's my new HTML5 Gordon. This is just a side note, of course. But with IE9, we have implemented a big part of HTML5 spec. We all know it's not 100% finished yet. We have audio, video, tagging, and support for the codecs. SVG, the canvas, also the canvas API, CSS3 draft, a part of the draft specification, geolocation we added with ERC, geolocation API. And of course, there's also a set of technologies that are today more in a, we call it unstable or experimental phase. And for those technologies, these include WebSockets. Well, we have been experimenting with two specifically. And it's too unstable, let's say, to include that in our launch product, in our release product. So we're asking the community to participate with us in HTML5 Labs, because HTML5 Labs is a place where we can experiment, get feedback, and then hopefully evolve into the actual standard and implementation into the browser. But today, and you will see this in a session later on by Jeff, WebSockets is one of those HTML5 labs we have. It's not in the product, it's not in IE9 itself, but it allows you to already test and really experiment with it using implementations with some Java, with some Silverlight, for example. So we're not leaving those behind, we're also working on the more experimental versions. What is also new in IE9, we have some good additions to the developer toolbar, so F12 developer toolbar. Some things to note out there is the console tab that you now have. JavaScript formatting when you have the minified versions, for example, is really useful. And there's one element that's really helping if you have to do some checks for your page, for example. If you need to change the user agent string, today you can very easily call F12 and use a user agent string and set your browser document mode to, for example, IE7 or IE8, and then do your testing and revert back. So it's, I mean, use it all the time to do testing. So developer tools have had a big improvement, really worth checking them out. At the same time, we're also, of course, at Microsoft we have our developer tools, and we released Visual Studio 2010 without HTML5 support. Now, with the release of Service Pack 1 a few weeks ago, we added some HTML5 support. In this case, we have added HTML5 schema support and some CSS3 editing support as well with some selectors. So it means you can more easily now implement schema. You can make it a standard by going to options and have HTML5 support for the schema in Visual Studio as well. Another tool that is more of a WYSIWYG tool, but it's Expression Web 4. We have also released Service Pack 1 for that tool. And being a more a WYSIWYG tool, we have added the schema support, of course, but we have also added features in CSS3 editors, so the visual editors. For example, very much talked about border radius, you can also edit that visually in Expression Web 4. So really making those tools advance as well. And the Super Preview is a tool that goes along with Expression Web 4. And it allows you to test, to view your page or your website, an external or the website that you're building there, in different versions of the browser. So we support IE6 until 9. But we also have now added support for remote browsers. So it means if you're working on a Windows machine, Expression works on Windows. So if you're working on your Windows machine and you want to test your page on a Mac, in Safari Mac, well, you now can do this. This service is still beta, so you have to sign up for it free, but doesn't guarantee, I mean, there's just a sign up you have to do. But you can also test those browsers remotely without having to install all those versions. So it's a nice tool as well to do your rendering to test the different versions. And I would also like to invite you to participate to our contest. We have launched a global contest, which is called Dev Unplugged. Our developer contest is really to create the coolest, the best applications that are interoperable, meaning cross-browser. They have to work on Firefox 4. They have to work on Chrome 10, I think. And they have to work on IE9. So cross-browser around three main themes. So either gaming, music industry, the music around music, or innovation with HTML5, with Canvas, with geolocation, even with site pinning as well. So you submit your application, you have until May the 8th. It's a global contest, but I mean, everyone can participate also in Belgium, and you you could win a trip to a fully paid trip and a visit to the Future of Web Apps conference in Las Vegas in June. So it's really a nice prize. And also, the rest of the prices are really fantastic, because I think the total of prices is about $40,000, which means you have a lot of chance to win smaller stuff as well. So you go to the URL for the beauty of the website, of the web.com, and then you can find the Dev Unplugged URL over there. You have until, you still have more 2 days more than 1 month, so with some Easter vacation coming up, maybe it's a good time to start working on that. And starting normally today, you should see some of the first submissions already open for voting, so you have an idea, but don't hesitate and upload your own. There's some very well-known judges that will be judging all the entries. So if you want to have some visibility, and you win some great prizes. Okay. So before we go into the rest of the sessions, the actual implementations of the partners, I would like to highly recommend that you watch the MIX 2011 keynotes. First, the keynote on Tuesday 12th of April. Next week, we have a keynote that's going to be streamed live from Vegas, so you just go online and connect to the live streaming. But it's going to be interesting, because if you see at the speakers for the keynote, it includes Dean Hakamovic from the IE team. So I'm just not saying any more, then please don't miss it. It's going to be worth it. The other thing I want to mention about MIX is there's lots and lots of jQuery, JavaScript, HTML5 content. And all the sessions are recorded and online 24 hours after the session. So on Wednesday, you'll see the first sessions already. So it's worth it to go after the session as well and go check out all the content.